2. Popular imagination, I judge, responded actively to our wireless bulletins of Lake Start, northwestward, into regions never trodden by human foot or penetrated by human imagination. Though we did not mention his wild hopes of revolutionizing the entire sciences of biology and geology. His preliminary sledging and boring journey of January 11th through the 18th, with Pabody and 5 others, marred by the loss of 2 dogs in an upset when crossing one of the great pressure ridges in the ice, had brought up more and more of the Archean slate. And even I was interested in the singular profusion of evident fossil markings in that unbelievably ancient stratum. These markings, however, were of very primitive life forms, involving no great paradox except that any life form should occur in rock as definitely Precambrian as this seemed to be. Hence, I still fail to see the good sense of Lake's demand for an interlude in our time-saving program, an interlude requiring the use of all 4 planes, many men, and the whole of the expedition's mechanical apparatus. I did not, in the end, veto the plan, though I decided not to accompany the Northwestward party, despite Lake's plea for my geological advice. While they were gone, I would remain at the base with Pabody and 5 men and work out final plans for the eastward shift. In preparation for this transfer, one of the planes had begun to move up a good gasoline supply from McMurdo Sound, but this could wait temporarily. I kept with me 1 sledge and 9 dogs, since it is unwise to be at any time without possible transportation in an utterly tenantless world of aeon-long death. Lake's sub-expedition into the unknown, as everyone will recall, sent out its own reports from the shortwave transmitter.